Merry Christmas, Blessed New Year. When we truly understand the birth of the Lord, we cannot help but greet one another with a blessed, blessed Merry Christmas. Many times things having to do with the Lord have been adulterated. They've been dragged down into the mud. And the tendency for believers is then to throw the whole thing out. And this morning we want to have some fellowship on this great thought, the heavenly invasion of this earth. Heaven invades earth. To do that, let's read a few scriptures, starting with Isaiah 9.
以赛亚书第9章.
We're going to take a few moments just to do some background reading, even though we will not speak on all of these verses.
我们来做一点,背景的了解.
In Isaiah 9, we have a passage that prophesies of the coming of the Lord.
以赛亚书第9章是预言到这个,
and keep in mind, when Isaiah was writing, he was writing some 800 years before the birth of the Lord.
以赛亚写的时候是在主耶稣降生之前800年.
When in God, there is no such thing as time. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever.
对于神来说,他没有时间的限制,他是昔日,今日,直到永远都是一样的神.
And Isaiah was so of the same mind that he often would speak of the Lord from eternity past to eternity future.
以赛亚也是怀着这样的意念,他讲到主也是从永远的过去讲到永远的将来.
Because the Lord's ways are the same. If we know how the Lord dealt with Adam and Eve, we can apply it to our own lives. When we read the things in Revelation, the end, how things are going to be summed up, we can take that information and apply it to today.
Excuse me.
Isaiah 9, chapter, verse 1.
以赛亚书第9章第1节.
But there will be no more gloom for who was in anguish in earlier times. But there will be no more gloom for her who was in anguish. In earlier times, he treated the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali with contempt. But later on, he shall make it glorious by the sea on the other side of Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles.
但那受过痛苦的必不再见幽暗，从前神使西布伦地和拿弗他利地被藐视，末后却使这沿海的路约旦河外外邦人的加利利地得着荣耀。
Something's going to happen, Isaiah said. 800 years from now, something's going to happen. Around the Galilee area, north of the sea.
以赛亚说到800年以后，有一件事情要发生，就在约旦河外外邦人的加利利地.
Verse 2, the people who walk in darkness will see a great light. Those who live in a dark land, the light will shine on them.
在黑暗中行走的百姓，看见了大光，住在死荫之地的人，有光照耀他们.
This is this heavenly invasion of earth. Thou shalt multiply the nation. Thou shalt increase their goodness. They will be glad in thy presence, as with the gladness of harvest, as men rejoice when they divide the spoil.
你使这国民繁多，加增他们的喜乐，他们在你面前欢喜，好像收割的欢喜，向人分掳物那样的快乐。
For thou shalt break the yoke of their burden, and the staff on their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor, as at the battle of Midian.
因为他们所负的重轭和肩头上的杖，并欺压他们人的棍，你都已经折断，好像在米甸的日子一样。
And verse 5 is a picture of all the wars that Israel has ever fought and been in.
第五节是讲到以色列人所经过的征战。
For every boot of the booted warrior in the battle tumult, and the cloak that was enrolled in blood will be for burning, fuel for the fire.
战士在乱杀之间所穿盔甲，并那滚在血中的衣服，都必作为可烧的，当作火柴。
Brothers and sisters, in verse 6 and 7, we have one of the most beautiful chapters in the entire Bible.
这第六节、第七节是整个圣经里最美的经节。
For a child will be born to us, a son will be given to us. The government will rest on his shoulders, and his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, the Eternal Father, the Prince of Peace.
因有一婴孩为我们而生，有一子赐给我们，政权必担在他的肩头上，他名称为奇妙、策士、全能的神、永在的父、和平的君。
In that one verse, we have the answer to every problem on the face of this earth.
这句话对我们地上所经过所有的问题都是一个答案。
There will be no end to the increase of his government or peace.On the throne of David and over his kingdom, to establish it and to uphold it with justice and righteousness. From then on evermore, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will accomplish it.
他的政权与平安必加增无穷，他必在大卫的宝座上治理他的国，以公平公义使国坚定稳固，从今直到永远。万军之耶和华的热心必成就这事。
This is not an exaggeration.
这并不是一个夸张。
This is our hope.
这是我们的希望。
This is our faith.
这是我们的信心。
This is the gospel.
这就是福音。
Isaiah 42.
以赛亚书42章。
So many passages like this in Isaiah and the prophets, it's hard to even pick out which ones to read.
以赛亚有这么多的章节，实在是很难挑选一章经节。
In verse 1, it's God speaking, Behold my servant, whom I uphold, speaking of the Lord Jesus, my chosen one, whom my soul delights. I have put my spirit upon him. He will bring forth justice to the nations.
第一节讲到主耶稣，看哪，我的仆人，我所扶持、所拣选、心里所喜悦的，我已将我的灵赐给他，他必将公理传给外邦。
And look at the way the Lord Jesus speaks. This next two verses always shocked me. How soft the Lord is. He will not cry out or raise his voice, nor make his voice heard in the street.A bruised reed he will not break, and a dimly burning wick he will not extinguish. He will faithfully bring forth justice.
第二节、第三节常常使我震惊，讲到主耶稣是何等的温柔。他不喧嚷，不扬声，也不使街上听见他的声音。压伤的芦苇他不折断，将残的灯火他不吹灭。他凭真实将公理传开。
And then the first part of verse 4,He will not be disheartened or crushed until he has established justice in the earth.
第上半部，他不灰心也不丧，直到他在地上设立公理。
Verse 7, to open blind eyes, to bring out prisoners from the dungeons, that's all of us. That's where we are. And those who dwell in darkness from the prison.
我们就是那个被坐监的。第七节，开瞎子的眼，领被囚的出牢狱，领坐黑暗的出监牢。
I am the Lord, that is my name. I will not give my glory to another, nor my praise to graven images.
我是耶和华，这是我的名，我并不将我的荣耀归给假神，也不将我的称赞归给雕刻的偶像。
Matthew chapter 1,
马太福音第一章
verse 23,
二十三节。
This is a quote from the Old Testament, from Isaiah, chapter 7.
这是从以赛亚书所来。
Verse 23, Behold, the virgin shall be with child, shall bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which translated means God with us.
马太福音第一节二十三第一章二十三节说，必有童女怀孕生子，人要称他的名为以马内利。以马内利翻出来就是神与我们同在。
Luke 1:35.
路加福音第一章二十三节。
Luke 1:35.
第一章三十五节。
An angel answered and said to her.That's the Virgin Mary. The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will shadow you. And for that reason, the Holy Offspring shall be called the Son of God.
路加福音第一章三十五节，天使对玛利亚说，天使回答说，圣灵要临到你身上，至高者的能力要荫庇你，因此所要生的圣者必称为神的儿子。
And then one last verse in Galatians 4.Verse 4.
加拉太书第四章第四节。
Galatians 4:4. And when the fullness of time came, God sent forth his son, born of a woman, born under the law, in order that he might redeem those who were under the law.That we might receive the adoption as sons.
加拉太书第四章第四节第五节，及至时候满足，神就遣他的儿子为女子所生，且生在律法以下，要把律法以下赎出来，叫我们得着儿子份。
The fullness of time is the right time.
这个时候是就这个合适的时候。
The perfect time.
一个完美的时候。
Even though the whole known world was governed by the Roman Empire,
甚至那个时候是被罗马所统治的时候
God says, this is the right time.
神说这就是这个时候
Predicted way back there, even in Deuteronomy,
甚至在生命记里面就已经预言到
Actually, we can go back to Genesis 3:15.
甚至我们可以回到创世纪三章十五节。
That the woman's seed, Mary's seed, would crush the head of Satan.
那个玛利亚的后裔就要压伤蛇的头。
4,000 years would go.
四千年要过去。
And it was the right time.
这就是那个时候，时候满足的时候。
Before we let's just look at one more verse and.Corinthians, let's see, I might not be able to
get it.
2:12, thank you. It's good to have a translator that's with you.
哥林多前书第二章十二节。
1 Corinthians 2:12.
哥林多前书二章十二节。
Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit who is from God, that we might know the things freely given to us by God.
我们所领受的并不是世上的灵，乃是从神来的灵，叫我们能知道神堪恩赐给我们的事。
One thing we know this morning is God's perfect will.
今天早上我们所知道就是神的完全的旨意。
And that is he wants to share himself with us.
就是他愿意与我们分享他。
And he's given us his spirit to do that.
他把圣灵赐给我们。
And that's why we pray.
这就是我们为什么要祷告。
To make sure there's nothing between.
我们和神之间没有任何的东西。
We've got an open heaven.
有一个敞开的天。
Our hearts are clean.
我们的良心是被洗净的。
So that we can hear his still small voice.
我们能够听见他微小的声音。
We saw there in Isaiah 42.
我们在以赛亚书42章看到。
That the Lord Jesus does not go around ranting and raving. He spoke with a very soft voice.
主耶稣在主耶稣并不宣扬也不传扬，而是用一个微小的声音。
He went up into the mountain.
他去上到山上。
And those disciples who were listening came to him.
这些门徒在听他讲话的门徒来到他跟前。
He didn't try to get all the multitude there.
他并没有召集众人来。
He actually walked away from them.
他实际上是从他们中间离开。
He separates out.
他把他从他们中间。
In Matthew 5:1, we have that beautiful little phrase, and his disciples came to him.
马太福音第五章第一节，门徒来到他跟前。
That's our volition. That's our will.
这就是我们的意愿。
Opening up to him.
我们向神打开。
And if we do, he'll do the rest.
我们只要这样做，他就会做其余的事情。
Father, we're thankful this morning that we had the privilege of being around.The Lord's table.
天父，我们感谢你。今天早上我们有这个权柄，可以来到你的饼杯面前。
Just to remember you.
就是来纪念你。
Your birth, your life, your death, your burial, your resurrection.
你的出生，你的生地上的生活，你的死，你的复活。
This one unique, perfect, glorious life.
你的一个独特的荣耀的生活。
And we could.Consider you and remember you today. Thank you.
我们今天能够来纪念你，赞美你。
Now we want to continue to remember you even now.
我们现在愿意仍然来纪念。
We want to hear from you.
我们想要从你那里听见你讲话。
And together we open our hearts to you.
我们把我们的心向你打开。
Speak this morning, Lord, for your children are listening.
主向我们说话，你的孩子在静听。
We are your disciples.
我们是你的门徒。
In Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen. A lot of people think that they are Christians.
很多人认为他们是基督徒。
They're born in the United States.
他们在美国出生。
We live in the United States, must be Christian.
如果在美国出生，你一定是基督徒。
We go to a meeting on Sunday, it's got a big steeple, and people talk about Christ.
星期天去教堂，他们讲到基督。
And so the word even Christian gets...Sort of watered down. And gets diluted.
基督徒也被稀释了。Yeah.
I don't know. I trust you. Okay, good. A better defining word is disciple.
一个更准确的词应该是门徒。
Are we...Disciples.
我们是门徒吗?
Are we listeners?
我们听吗?
Are we being disciplined by the Lord?
我们被主管教了吗?
And I hope this morning as we fellowship together, we're all disciples, not just Christians.
我愿意今天早上我们在交通的时候我们都是门徒而不只是一个基督徒。
I don't want to take one thing away from the word Christian.
我不想轻谈基督徒。
We have a tendency to make words soft.
但是我们会使一些话没有失去意义。
They become trite. They become not very important.
变得没有那么重要。
They don't carry any weight. There's no strength in them.
话里不再含有任何的重量。
But this morning, brothers and sisters, we are disciples.
早上，弟兄姊妹，我们是门徒。
Let's just enter into this fellowship with that kind of a thought.
愿意我们带着这样的思想来进入交通。
And this morning, if you do not know the Lord, listen.
今天早上如果你还不认识主，那就请你听。
And even say to God, if you are real, speak to me.
向主说，如果你是真的，请你向我说话。
When we have that kind of desire in our heart, the Lord does speak.
如果我们有这样的愿望，主会向我们说话。
Around Christmas time, there's a lot of different things going on.
在圣诞节期间有很多事情发生。
There are Christians who call this Advent month.
基督徒管这个月叫做降临期。
Meaning the coming of Christ month.
是基督要来的一个月。
Advent means coming.
Advent 就是来的意思。
And for the whole, each week, concentrate on the birth of the Lord.
整个这一个月，他们会注重在主的诞生。
And as I said earlier, there are those other Christians who, because of the commercialism, because of all the circus environment, don't want to have anything to do with Christmas.
很多基督徒因着这个时间的商业化，他们不再愿意跟圣诞节有任何的关系。
But there is a fact of life, and that is the Lord did come.
但是有一个事实是主的确是来了。
And whether or not he came December 25th or not is not even the question.
他是不是12月25号来，这并不是一个问题。
The question today is, are we going to let him invade our life?
我们这个问题是我们今天愿不愿意让他来进入到我们的生活。
So, whether or not you celebrate Christmas, whether or not you have a Christmas tree,We're not going to discuss that.
是不是我们你会不会在圣诞节？我们并不是讨论这个问题。
And I hope none of you get into those kind of arguments.
我希望你们不要进入这样的争吵。
The important thing is the Lord came.
这个重要的事情是主来了。
And he had a purpose for coming.
他来有一个目的。
And that purpose relates to you and I.
这个目的是跟你我相关。
And it relates to our joy and peace on this earth.
是跟我们的喜乐和平安在这个地上有关系。
If we understand it.
如果我们明白它的来的意义。
Why did God invade this planet?
为什么神会要来入侵这个地呢?
We know through history he's invaded it a number of times directly.
我们通过历史知道说他间接的来入侵到这个地几次。
Through creation.
从创世
through angels,
从天使
through the patriarchs, fathers,
从先祖
through Moses, children of Israel,
从摩西以色列民
and that temple that was in the middle, that was a picture of God in their presence.
从旷野中的圣殿会幕
God showed himself on the mountain there in Moses' time.
神在西乃山向摩西显现
And in David and Solomon's time, particularly Solomon's time, there was what?What was there at Solomon's time? The temple.
在大卫和所罗门的时候，尤其是所罗门的时候，有圣殿。
And God came to dwell among His people.
神在他的百姓中居住。
And this became a picture forever and ever.
这是一个永远的，这是一个图像。
What is the number one thing on God's heart?
神在神心目中最重要的是什么？
That He might find a place among people.
他能够在他的百姓中找到一个位置。
How he wants to, God wants to provide a bride for his son.
神要为他的儿子预备一个心腹。
Love must have an expression.
爱是要有表示的。
Those that you really love, you want to give them some.
你真的要爱那个人，你就会给他一些什么。
And there is a lot of that this month. There is a lot of giving.
这个月我们都实在是给了很多的礼物。
And it makes the businessmen and the storekeepers very happy.
使商店里的人非常的高兴。
Because their life is related to what? Money.
因为他们的生活是跟钱有关系。
But the Lord has lifted us to a higher level.
但是神把我们抬到一个更高的位置。
When did God pierce the darkness of this earth.
神什么时候来刺穿这个世界的黑暗呢?
In reality.
在实际的里面。
We know that it was 2,000 years ago.
我们知道那是2,000年以前。
And the Lord came down.
主耶稣来到。
In a very unusual way.
在一个非常不同寻常的方式里。
You know the answer. These are Sunday school questions. Who did God use to penetrate? What did God do? How was the way? How did God penetrate this earth?
那么，主日学的一个问题就是神是怎样来。
Very unusual way.
入侵这个世界呢，是一个非常不寻常的。
In the form of a baby.
是借着一个婴孩。
No fanfare.
嗯。
No newspaper announcement.
没有新闻，没有报道。
No one knew it.
没有人知道。
Maybe there was a farmer that knew something about it who owned the cattle in that little barn.
也许在那个马厩的里面，也许那个农夫知道。
Maybe.
也许。
Joseph knew about it.
约瑟知道。
He was very poor.
他非常的穷。
His wife was very poor.
他妻子也非常的穷。
We know that because they only had a couple of birds to give at the offering of circumcision.
在献祭的时候只给了几只鸟。
Not a lamb.
不是一只羊。
A couple of birds. Just worth a couple of pennies.
只是值几分钱的鸟。
And then there were some obscure shepherds.
还有几个牧羊人。
And the Lord, in a heavenly army, manifested this heralding of the Lord to them.
但是天使天君向他们显明了这个主的诞生。
And they responded. They, the shepherds responded and came to the barn.
那几个牧羊人就来到这个马厩的旁边。
Came to that little manger.
来到那个马厩的里面。
I think it's interesting these little poetic things that is in the Word of God. These nuances of pictures that the Lord puts in the Word.
这是。
The Lord has. Let me say it this way, sister. I kind of threw you a curve. The Lord has.Many little pictures that he reveals his spiritual truths.
主借了很多这些图画来显示他属灵的意义。
One of them would be Jesus is laid in a manger.
一个图画就是主耶稣诞生在马槽里。
And later on, he says in John 6, eat of me.
在后来约翰福音第六章讲到说吃我。
A manger is for feeding.
马槽是为了要来吃的。
And from that very first day on his life, there he is. Look at me, feed from me.
在他诞生的第一天，他就说看，你们可以吃我。
And one thing that just surrounded the Lord's entry into was just lowliness.Humbleness, humility.
这里所显明就是主的降卑，他的卑。
And this depicted his whole life.
这就是他个一生的图画。
His first 12 years as a child.
他前十二年作为一个孩子。
And then from his bar mitzvah, from age 12 to 30, serving the parents.
从十二岁到三十岁，他服侍他的父母。
And then 3.5 years of very misunderstood ministry.
还有后来三年半的服事。
So misunderstood that the summary of man was, let's get rid of this man.
他的服事这样被人的误解，人的总结就是我们杀掉他。
Jesus could have come as a great educator like Confucius or Socrates.
主耶稣可以作为一个教育家来，就像孔子。
And used persuasive speech.
用一些非常说服力的演讲。
He could have come as a great conqueror, general like Ding Dong or Alexander the Great.
他可以像一个征服者一样，像耶斯汗或者亚历山大大帝。
These are your helpers. I can't help you. You let them help you.
Thank you.
He could have come as the greatest physician, like M.D. Anderson.
他可以像一个伟大的医生，就像 M.D. Anderson 一样。
He could have come as a great monarch, a king.
他可以来像一个国王。
It's kind of interesting. He came as all of these things.
但是他的确是代表了这些而来。
But he came in an obscure, hidden way.
但他却是一个隐藏的方式，非常的隐藏。
And he remained hidden.
而且一直。
When Herod wanted to hear truth, he did not even open his mouth.
当人想知道真实的时候，他的真实的时候，他却不开。
Much different than us.
跟我们是非常的不一样。
The reason we're so quick to defend and to explain is because we try to be something.
我们确实非常快的来解释，因为我们想要成为一个什么人。
We read earlier.Jesus knew he was the Son of God.
主耶稣知道他是神的儿子。
You and I are sons of God. We don't have to defend ourselves.
我们也是神的儿子，我们不需要来为自己辩解。
We don't have to make a big noise.
我们不需要喧嚷。
We can learn from him.
我们可以从他来学习。
When this invasion came, what was the target?
当这个入侵来的时候，这个目标是什么？
Was it the health problems?
是这个健康的问题吗？
Was it the agricultural problem? We need to feed 5,000. We need to feed 4,000. Was this the target?
是这个农业的问题吗？有五千人和四千人需要吃吗？
Was it Augustus Caesar? We need to get me as Caesar, God as Caesar. Was that the target?
是凯撒皇帝是那个目标吗？啊？
What?What was he after?
他在他的目的是什么呢？
Heart.
心。
He wanted our hearts.
他想要我们的心。
He had one thought in that. There needed to be a transformation.
他需要一个改变。
There needed to be a complete change from the inside of man.
他需要我们人从里面一个完全的改变。
4,000 years of history in the Old Testament proved man could not be altered.
旧约四千年的历史证明了人是不能够被改变的。
So, early on, God in the Old Testament said, "Here's what I want you to do. Here's the law. Just obey this. Very simple."
在旧约里面，神说这就是律法，你就要来遵。
I want you to do this, but don't do that.
我要你做这个，但是不要做那个。
Can everyone read it? Yes.
你能读吗？是的。
I will take my own finger and write it on tablets. Very simple. God wrote this.
神用他的手指头在约板上写下来。
Nothing left for misunderstanding.
没有任何的误会的可能。
No misspellings.
没有写错的字。
In a language that every single person could understand.
用一个语言是任何一个人都可以读得懂。
Couldn't keep it. Couldn't fulfill it.
但是没有任何一个人能够来遵行。
We often say, "Oh, if God would just make it clear, I would do it."
我们都说，如果神清楚一点的话，我们就会做。
God made everything so clear, but man could not fulfill it.
神使每一件事情都非常的简单，但是人却不能够遵行。
What does it mean? God has come to invade your heart.
神来入侵到你的心，这句话是意思呢？
He has come, brothers and sisters, to invade every detail of your life on this earth.
他来要入侵到你生活里面的每一个细节。
Beginning with every thought.
从你的思想开始。
That not one thought of self-esteem, pride.Would enter in.
没有一个思想，没有一个骄傲和自尊的思想，他没有介入。
Not one thought of self-glorification.
没有一个自我荣耀的思想。
Not one thought of some possession in my periphery, in my home, is mine.
我家里的东西都是我的。
So that if someone steals, it's okay. It was God's anyway.
如果有人偷了，无所谓，反正也是神的。
See, there's a huge transformation that has to go on thinking.
你看，在我们的思想里面，实在需要非常巨大的变化。
This body, it's the Lord's. So what if it's racked with pain tomorrow or terminal death? That's the Lord's problem.
如果这是我的身体，如果明天它会有很多的痛苦，怎么办呢？这是主耶稣的。
There's two options. One is death, face to face with the Lord, or healing, health.And I continue on. Those are the two options.
我们只有两个选择，或者是死亡，我们与主面对面，或者是得医治，我们继续服侍主。
Now being human and fallen and corrupt, it's easier to say this than to have it become a reality.
作为一个败坏的人，这实在是容易说，而却不容易成为一个事实。
Because the day you and I were born, we are no different than Adam. We are bound to this earth.
我们在出生的时候，我们和亚当、夏娃没有任何的区别。我们。
And when Adam and Eve reached up and took that fruit and bit, the very first thing that came out of their mouth was, "She did it."
亚当吃了那个果子之后，他们从他们口中出的第一句话就是亚当做的。
And she said, "He did it."
夏娃说是他做的。
Defending herself.
我马上就自卫。
I'm important.
我是那个。
This is my ground.
这是我的。
I'm perfect.I would never make a mistake. Look at that person. And our life, in our families, in the fellowship, in the world, just filled with this kind of competitiveness and chaos.
So, in our family, in our life, in our families, in the fellowship, in the world,
resulting in huge wars, decimating or the killing of millions of people. And even in the fellowship, we kill one another through our anger and through our judgment, through our self-righteousness.
甚至在聚会的里面，在交通里面，我们因着我们也彼此互相的判断。
God came down; He knew He had to get to the root of the problem.
神来，他知道说追根到问题的根部。
Many.Christians see that when you and I are forgiven, that's it. Praise God, my sins have washed away.
我们知道说，当我们得救的时候，我们的罪被赦免。
God did not send His Son down here just to take care of our sins.
但是神差遣他的儿子到这里来，并不是只是来对付罪。
He came down here to get to.The origin of sin.
他来到这里是来到来对付那个罪的源头。
The foundation, the fountainhead of sin.
这个罪的泉源。
The spring that it comes from.
这个泉水。
Thank the Lord.The penalty of sin dealt with at the cross.
感谢主，这十字架已经对付了罪的工价。
By the blood of Christ.
借着主耶稣的。
But there is this power of sin.
但是有这个罪的权势。
That God has to get at.
神要来对付。
Otherwise, you and I are walking around just like the Pharisees.
否则我们就会像法利赛人一样。
Born again hypocrites.
我们就是一个假冒为善的重生的人。
Saying, "Oh, how I love Jesus," but at the same time loving ourselves more.
一边说我们爱你，一边我们却更加的爱自己。
God has to alter that.
神要来改变这件事情。
And this was the invasion.
这就是那个入侵。
This wasn't just a halfway Christianity.
这不是那个半得救的基督教。
I'm going to get these people and.Cover them with my blood and take them away to heaven someday.
我不是说只是用我的宝血来遮盖他们，然后把他们带到天上。
Still very selfish.
仍然非常的自私。
Living for themselves.
仍然为自己而活。
Still loving themselves.
仍然爱着自己。
Their whole life making decisions on self-consideration.
一生所做的所有的决定都是为了自己。
How is this going to affect me?
这个会怎么样来影响我呢
？My little world.
我的世界呢
？We're all the same, brothers and sisters.
我们都是一样的。
I'm not just preaching to one of you. I'm preaching to myself.
我不只是对你讲到，也是对我自己。
This is man.
这就是人。
This is man from Adam.
这就是从亚当来的人。
And God, in His love and His wisdom, says, I am going to invade this corruptness.
神在他的智慧的里面说，我要来入侵到这个败坏的人。
I am by the cross going to deal daily with you and I.
我借着十字架每天的来对付你。
How does the Lord invade our lives?
那么神怎样来入侵到我们每天的生活的呢？
Well, he's invading now, just even through ministry.
借着服事。
And more specifically, through his word.
借着他的话语。
Through the Holy Spirit.
借着圣灵。
Through all kinds of circumstances.
借着各样的环境。
We've mentioned illness.
借着疾病。
We've mentioned the things that go wrong in our homes.
在我们家里发生的出了差错的事情。
Things breaking down.
破坏的事情。
Loss of job.
失业。
Promotion.
升职。
All the things of life, good and bad, affect us.
好的坏的影响着我们的事情。
And God uses all these things.
神借着所有的这些事情。
Just like a big mirror.
就像一个镜子。
And see what's reflected when we come into this circumstance.
我们借着镜子看到这些事情对我们的影响。
Do we see this as from the Lord?
我们从神的角度来看呢？
Or do we become depressed?
或者我们就失望。
If it's a promotion, do we say, wow, I guess I am pretty good. I knew it all along. This proves it.
如果是升职的话，我就说我们的确是做得不错。
Oh, what a deep work he has to do.
神要在我们身上做何等深的工作呢？
And these things in our life, age,As we get older, like myself,
就像我一样，随着我们年龄的增长，
one begins to know we're closer to meeting the Lord.
我们就知道说我们和主相近，见面是越来越近了。
And brothers and sisters, the question is, are we going to be a bride that complements the Lord Jesus?
我们会成为那个陪伴主耶稣的新娘吗？
Do you think the groom, the Lord Jesus, can be married to a very selfish, independent person?
你觉得主耶稣这个新郎会嫁会娶一个非常自私的独立的人吗？
Is this what the Lord is looking for?
这就是主所寻找的吗？
Is this the kind of God as the master matchmaker is looking for? Oh, I think I'll take this selfish person and have a selfish person.
你觉得这是神的心意，他要把一个自私的人给主耶稣吗？
No, there's not to be any aging, there's not to be any wrinkles on this bride.
那是要没有瑕疵，没有任何皱纹的。
This bride is to have the character of the Lord Jesus.
这个新娘要有主耶稣的性情。
No longer tethered to a dying world.
不是跟这个世界连在一起。
One of the great deceits, brothers and sisters, on this earth is man is attached to something that's going to be obliterated.
这个地上的人是跟这个世界要毁灭过去的事情连在一起。
I hope none of you were tethered to that first computer that you got 15 years ago.
我希望你这里的人没有人跟被绑在电脑跟前。
That is the most obsolete piece of junk you can ever imagine.
这是那个非常旧、过时的机器。
And even what we have right now, our iPads, our little iPhone, 10 years from now, you're not going to be able to ever find the one you're holding in your hand right now. It's going to be junk.
甚至你现在手里的 iPhone 或者 iPad 十年以后都变成垃圾。
Because the Bible says all that stuff is vanishing.
因为圣经上说所有这些事情都要过去。
I love that little phrase there in Isaiah, the grass withereth.
我喜欢以赛亚书里说的草要凋谢。
Well, you say that's okay. Grass is not important.
因为草并不重要。
Well, if grass is not important, then neither is meat.
如果草并不重要的话
，Neither is dairy products.
肉也并不重要。
Because all meat, all dairy products come from what? Grass.
因为所有这些肉都是从草而来。
And then it says, and the flower faded.
花也谢，草会枯干，花会凋谢。
We enjoy the flower; they're beautiful.
非常享受这些花，他们非常的。
They're a lot more important than beauty.
但是有很多事情比美丽更重要。
Our number one, and I'm speaking of Chinese. Our number one food source comes from a flower.
我们食物的来源是从花而来。
What does a flower produce?
花产生什么呢？
Seeds.
种子。
Every grain of wheat, every grain of rice came from that little flower. Every glass of juice came from that pollinated flower.
所有的麦、米还有酒都是从那个花儿来。
Pretty important things, grass and flower, right?
那个草和花是非常的重要。
They're all going to pass away.
他们都会过去。
But the living word, the Lord Jesus, stands, lives, abides forever.
但神永远常在。
This was no small invasion on this earth.
这并不是一个小的入侵。
This is life changing.
这是一个改变生命的事情。
Well, I should say, first of all, life saving.
拯救生命的事情。
But then life changing.
然后再改变生命。
How are we going to respond this morning?
那么我们怎么样来反应呢？
This year is about gone.
今年就要过去。
How are we going to enter into the new year?
我们怎么来进入下一个新年呢？
Are we going to allow the Lord to invade our lives?
我们允许来神来入侵我们的生活。
Are we going to continue to complain?
或者我们还要继续的抱怨。
Or are we going to kind of try and protect and orchestrate so nothing of God can affect me?
还是我们要继续来保护神，不能够来影响到我们的生活。
Brothers and sisters, everything in your life and my life today, God has allowed it to happen.
今天在你我生活中发生的事情，神允许他们发生。
Good, bad, ugly, God has allowed it, just like He did in our brother Job's life.
是好的还是坏的，神都允许发生，就像约伯的生活。
Now we can allow God to make it for good.
我们可以，神可以使它变得好。
Or we can complain that Satan meant it for evil.
或者我们说是我们抱怨说是撒旦使这些事情更糟糕。
If God has given you a little desire this morning to allow Him to invade your life, to be that Bethlehem.
如果我们愿意的话，有这个意愿的话，愿意让神来入侵我们的生活，使我们成为伯利恒。
To be that little obscure inn and allow Him to come in.
成为那个小旅店，让神进入。
Ask God to increase that desire.
让神来增加我们这个意愿。
That's all we have to do.
这就是我们所要做的一切。
Is desire.
就是那个意愿。
And He does the rest.
他就做其余的事情。
I want to be transformed.
我愿意被。
I want to be that bride.
我愿意成为那个新妇。
If my life should not make 2011, I want to be ready.
如果我的生活不能够完成2011年，我愿意能够预备好。
I want to go through the trials, the testing, the temptations of 2011 with the Lord in me.
我愿意经过2011年的这些试炼，愿主与我同
在。Not demanding my own way.
而不是要我自己的方法。
If you have that desire,
如果你有这个愿望,
then like Daniel, purpose in your heart, commit to the Lord, I am the Lord's.
就像但以理一样，把自己交托给神，我是属于主的。
Joshua did that when he said, "For me and my house, we." Will serve the Lord.
像约书亚所做的，我和我的家要侍奉耶和华。
What is commitment?
是什么是交托呢？
And I'm going to end with this.
我要以这个来结束。
The youth conference last week ended with this definition of commitment.
在上个星期日的聚会里，就是以交托的定义来结束。
What is commitment?
什么是交托呢？
Number one, if we are committed, we confess all known sin in our life.
第一就是我们承认我们所有的罪，我们知道的罪。
There's anything that the Holy Spirit brings to our mind, we confess it.
圣灵在我们心中提醒我们的，我们都来承认。
If we have to go to someone else and make restitution and say, I'm sorry, that's part of that confession.
如果我们需要到某一个人跟前跟他和好，那就是承认的一部分。
1 John 1:9.
约翰一书第一章九节。
If we are truly committed to the Lord, we search out all doubtful things in our life.
如果我们真的承认我们所有的罪，我们就生活里面不再有任何怀疑的事情，找出所有怀疑的事情。
All doubtful things.
所有怀疑的事情。
Very important. It might be a relationship.
也许是关系。
It might be reading material.
也许是一个你所读的书。
It can be a number of things. The Lord will bring it to your mind. Even ask the Lord, Lord, is there any doubtful thing I should not be associated with?
有什么事情是我不应该跟这些事情联系在一起的
？Often it can be a social relationship with an unbeliever or a carnal believer.
或者是我们跟一个属肉体的社会的人联系在一起，我们可以求主把这些事情来显明。
If we are to be committed to the Lord, it means confessing the name of Jesus.
如果我们愿意把我们自己交托给主，我们也可以说我们要来承认主的名。
Romans 10:9.
罗马书十章第九节。
Confessing that Jesus Christ is Lord.
主耶稣基督是主。
Believing in our heart that God has raised him from the
dead. 心里相信主，神已叫他从复活。
And thou shalt be saved from your self-life.
你就会得救。
Saved from this self-gratifying life.
从这个自满的生活里面得救。
And number four,
第四,
of this definition of commitment, if we're truly committed to the Lord,
如果你真的把自己交给神的话,
we will listen and obey the Holy Spirit.
你就会听，也会顺服圣灵。
Psalm 46:10, be still, know that I am God.
诗篇四十三章讲，你要安静，要知道我是神。
When we become still, when our heart Our soul is quieted. We walk. We hear that whisper. Don't do that.
如果我们心里面和灵里面安静的话，我们就会听见那个小的声音说：“不要这样做。”
Say I am sorry to that people. Ask for forgiveness.
跟他说对不起，请求原谅。
This is commitment.
这就是那个交托。
This is what God's looking.
这是神所要的。
God strengthens our will.
神会加添我们的
God does the strengthening of our inner man.
神会加添我们里面人的力量。
If we have that desire and commitment.
如果我们有那个意愿和那个交付。
And I cannot think of anything better than these four things thinking of 2011.
我不能够想到其他的事情比这四件事情更加的重要。
And then to renew that commitment daily.
我们需要每天都要更新这个交付。
This can be a prayer when we get up in the morning. Lord, is there any sin in my life?
每天早上我们醒来的时候，我们可以祷告说：“主啊，在我的生活里没有什么罪。”
Lord, search me. Is there any doubtful thing, any relationship, anything I am I wasting time with this on the internet?
主啊，检查我看看有什么事情，有什么不好的事情，是不是我在网上浪费太多的时间
？This computer age that we live in, the computer makes a wonderful slave.
会使人成为一个非常好的奴。
But it has become the master of so many potential disciples of Christ.
成为很多主耶稣门徒的主人。
I'm not talking about the world. When I stand up here this morning, I'm talking to believers.
我是讲到信徒。
God is looking for us to be like Christ.
神要我们成为基督，成为基督的样子。
This is why he invaded this earth.
这就是为什么他来入侵到这个地上。
Not just so that we can give gifts and have a Merry Christmas and sing carols.
不是说为了在圣诞节的时候我们可以给孩子礼物，唱一些圣诞节的歌。
But it is kind of interesting when you go through the gallery at this time of year in the various malls, and you hear, "O come, all ye faithful, a child has been born."
但是你在帽里逛商店的时候，你会听到说， 王要来的歌。
It's quite miraculous if you think about it.
非常的荒唐。
2,000 years later,
两千年以后
when basically the world doesn't know who Jesus is,
这个世界不知道主耶稣是谁。
These songs are still there.
这些歌声还在那里。
And just like the song we sang, number 50, it's got the gospel right there.
就像我们所唱的诗歌五十首，就是那个福音。
But what's even sadder is that most of us believers have not let God invade our life. We're still not a Bethlehem.
甚至对于很多信徒来说，我们仍然不是那个伯利恒。
We're not like that simple little Virgin Mary, whose life was so transparent, God could say, "I will put Christ in you."
我们不像那个玛利亚，她的生命是这样子的透明，神愿意说，我把那个耶稣放在你里面。
Oh, He wants us all to be Marys.
他愿意我们都成为玛利亚。
Not necessarily intelligent, not necessarily rich.
并不是非常的聪明或者是富有。
Teenage girl.
只是一个十几岁的孩姑娘
carrying
怀里怀揣着主耶稣。
I often think of this when I see a pregnant woman.
当我常常这样想，当我看到一个怀孕的妇女的时候，
especially among sisters,
尤其是在姊妹中间，
remembering even that in Elizabeth's womb the baby jumped.
记得在伊丽莎伯的腹中，她的孩子在跳动。
When greeting, I believe it was Mary.
当她又看到玛利亚的时候。
And how the Holy Spirit, even at that age, that before the baby's even born, can be working in that person's life.
甚至在那个孩子还没有出生的时候，就能够在那个伊丽莎伯的身上做工。
Because God's intention.
你们就是神的意愿。
Is that our children not be great educators?
因为我们的使我们的孩子不是成为一个伟大的教育家。
Not great physicians.
不是一个伟大的医生。
They might be that.
也许他们会成为。
Might be great orators, lawyers.
他们也许会成为律师。
But the number one reason is that they carry Christ to the next generation.
但是最重要的事情，他们能够把耶稣带到下一代。
Not with their word mouth first.
不是用他们的嘴。
Their life first, and then the confession.
他们的生活，然后是他们的见证。
That's always been God's way.
这就是神的路。
And that's why He sent His Son.
这就是为什么他差遣他的儿子。
And that Son demonstrated the life that each one of us is to live. Is the Son, the Lord Jesus, demonstrated in His life the life that we are to live.
神主耶稣在向他显明了我们所应当生活的我们过的生活是什么样子。
May the Lord bring us into that in the coming year.
愿主把我们带到在2011年带到那样的生活。
Oh Father, we're thankful for this past year.
天父，我们过去的一年感谢你。
The many trials and testing.
很多的试炼
and many even blessings that we have enjoyed.
很多祝福
and in all these there is purpose.
在所有的这一切里面都有一个目的
and so Lord, we just even anticipate this next year.
我们期待的下一年
knowing that if we give room for you,
知道说我们如果给你空间
and daily open up.Allow you to invade our life.
每一天都容许你来入侵到我们的生活。
We will have peace.
我们就会有平安。
Be a blessing to you and blessing to one another.
成为彼此的祝福。
May we cease living for ourselves.
我们不再为自己而活。
All for Christ.
而是为基督而活。
And Christ all in us.
愿基督都活在我们里面。
We pray this in this matchless name.
我们奉你的名祷告。
Amen.